The second annual Little Craft Show isn't so little. It has practically doubled in size from last year, outgrowing the church it was held in and moving to the Fayetteville Town Center. The event is tomorrow from 10 to 6. It will showcase the works of over 50 independent artists from our region. I spoke with Lainey Butler, a photographer who will be selling her work during the show. Lainey began our conversation with an explanation of how she got started taking photos.
Well, I got started probably in my early 20s, about 16 years. I've been just taking photos all the time.
Just as a hobby?
Yeah, just, you know, I love taking, you know, camping and hiking a lot and like to take nature photos. And it's always just been a part of me. And here recently, the last probably 4 years, I've been sharing my work online with other photographers. And the last couple of years, I've just been concentrating on trying to get it out locally. So
you just noticed you had a good response from the photography community.
Yeah, I did. Online, I joined a group called Flickr, and, you know, I got a lot of response from photographers that, I looked up to and loved, and it just kind of gave me the confidence to keep going and, and then maybe, start showing it here locally, so...
What was the process like applying for?
Well, they just, kind of asked about our work and how we got started and why we wanted to take part in it and, asked to see, photos of the work. And
it's a different process. A lot of the, like War Eagle, you just, you pay for a booth.
Yeah.
You don't
really
have to be accepted.
Yeah, exactly. And this, I mean, they... did Amber Peridon and Natalie Freeman, they're the ones that got this together, and they've done a lot of hard work, and they spent a whole evening going through all these applicants. I'm sure it was really hard to decide, so they're all hand-picked. And I think I've taken a chance to look at a lot of the vendors, and there's going to be some amazing artists and crafters there. So
when did you find out that you were chosen to be one of the...
I think they told us, I think it was the beginning of November, and I was pretty excited.
So that was just like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
I know, and I've been working like crazy to get everything ready because I didn't really want to do a whole lot until I knew for sure that, I was chosen. And so, It's been crazy 3 weeks.
So what kind of things have you been working on for the last 3 weeks?
Well, I make, usually I just was selling photography prints, and I thought, I like those, but a lot of times I go to art fairs and I'll buy prints, and then, they never get framed or, so I kind of was trying to think of something that people could just go home and set on their shelf or hang on their wall. So what I've been doing is... mounting my photos to wood. The wood is stained around the side, and it has like a archival varnish on it. I think they look really nice. I've seen them. I'd seen people do this before and thought, that's a cool idea. And so
that's a great idea because I personally, like you said, people buy prints and things and never get them framed. And so I had prints sitting around my house for probably years.
Yeah.
Finally took them like 6 months ago to get framed.
Yeah.
And they're still not hanging on my wall, though. They're leaning against the wall.
I have things I have like a stack of things to get framed.
Yeah.
But I just thought this would be a cool thing that, people could just, you can set them on the shelf or hang them up in groups, or I just think they look really nice. And the way, my work is nature, so I think they look nice on the wood, too, so.
So where did you get the wood?
Well, it kind of started out, my husband, we tried to go with circles at first because I liked the circle look, and it just, the way we were cutting on with different things, it wasn't working the way I wanted, so I ended up buying some that were, not just kind of raw wood, and they're birch, and then I just stained them and used those.
So you say that you do nature photography, and Tim Ernst is a nature photographer, a local nature photographer. Do you take inspiration from
I do,
him?
And it's funny that you mentioned that because when I was in high school, this was back in like, 92, I saw one of his books in the library at my high school, and I've just followed him ever since. I read his blog every day, and I would love to take one of his workshops someday, but he's definitely been a huge inspiration.
So with your work, do you see some of he kind of does a lot of scenes?
Yes.
Do you do that also?
I don't. I mean, I would love to get into landscapes more.
That's the word.
Yeah, I like a lot of details. I don't know if you looked at like insects and even just little things that people may you may not notice. You know, when you're out hiking or something, I have a picture of an acorn, and people love this photo. I love it too, but it's just the little details. It has frost on it, and I like to kind of get down on the ground and photograph the little things that maybe people don't notice as much. And
like when we're hiking and we walk right past.
I know it's there's so much beauty, especially in Arkansas. You know, it's. I've spent, my whole life here and hiking around the Buffalo River, and there's a lot out there to see, for sure. Well,
an acorn with frost on it sounds very fitting for a winter market.
Yeah, it does.
In talking, you mentioned your blog, and I did too, but I saw something, there's a separate website that you're involved with, and it's like a word.
Uh-huh, Words to Shoot By.
Words to Shoot By. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that. I found that to be very interesting.
Yeah, a friend of mine, she lives out in Utah. She put this together years ago. It was like her and a few girls, and they just give us a word every couple of weeks, and we all shoot three pictures of, kind of our, what we see in that.
I saw words like water and rainbow, and then for Thanksgiving there was
thankful.
Uh-huh. Have you had a favorite word?
I think travel was one of mine that I really liked. We were coming back from a trip, and we got behind a Volkswagen, and I was just taking pictures of it out the window, going around the curves, and the way the three pictures came together looked really cool, and that was, my take on travel. So,
and then another one of the really great things about the little craft show is that people can meet the artists.
Yes.
You will be there.
That's what I love about these, these indie craft fairs is, when you buy something from them, that it was, handmade, and you get to meet them, and, it's keeping it local, and that's one of the main things I love about this fair.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lainey.
Thank you.
Lainey Butler is just one of many artists who will be showcasing their work at the Little Craft Show tomorrow at the Fayetteville Town Center. Other works will include printmaking, knit goods, stained glass, handmade clothes, and tons more. I spoke with Lainey earlier this week. For more information and for giveaways, visit thelittlecraftshow.com or like them on Facebook.